Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
I just say control what you can control and just doing my best. That's all it is. I feel like if I do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Roquan, you said it maybe about the safety play this year, helping you do your job a little easier. Obviously, last year in the beginning, safeties were in some disarray, and you were probably weren't playing as well coverage as you had previously. Is that an opportunity this year?
Right. At the end of the day, we all one unit at the end of the day. So one fall, we all fall. Can't point fingers at anything like that. And I'm just more so focused on this season. Last year is in the past for a reason. And it's about more so controlling what we can control and going out here right now and taking care of business.
How much improved does this defense look to you? I mean, it's on paper, obviously.
Yeah, I think on paper don't mean much, though. It's all about what you do on the field. So today was a great start for us, the start of training camp. Felt like we got out of it, had a great day. So that's all we can do is just, you know, focus on the plan, not the end goal. I think that like worked itself out throughout the season, and we obviously seen that, and it was just like something that was understood, not necessarily needed to be explained in a sense, but definitely can see the level of comfortability from him, how he see things, and you know, it's like at the end of the day, you know, first year, but he's like a rookie at the end of the day. But I got all the respect for Z.O., all the confidence in Z.O., and I know that we're going to be a darn good defense under Z.O.
Rose, is there anything that was a specific area of focus for you over the course of the offseason, getting ready for the season?
More so just making sure my body's good, staying healthy, and more so coming into camp healthy, staying healthy throughout, and just like, because when I'm that, obviously I put out great film, what, All-Pro last year, I think, maybe? But obviously we didn't get to where we needed to personally, but it is what it is.
Roquan, Trent
Simpson. As a team, more so.
Sorry. Trent Simpson this year, heading into a little probably positional battle. He's got to prove himself. What have you seen out of him and his growth from last year to now starting training camp?
Yeah, I think Trent's taking a big step, like mentally, physically. The dude looks like a Greek god. Him and 4-0, both, man. Them boys are yoked up. I was like, I never looked like that. Like, whatever plan they own, I probably need to look into it, but I leave that to them. But at the end of the day, yeah, he looks really good. He's matured a lot. I think he's going to take – well, I know he's going to take that big step, and I'm excited to see him just prove to himself, play in and play out, game in and game out.
How excited were you about Jair Alexander joining the defense?
Yeah, I think that's a great addition for us. I remember coming out of college with that guy in 2018, and guy's been playing great ball for a long time. Just to have that addition on our defense, I think it's very special. And obviously, we have a loaded secondary. So, but it's not about paper; it's about what you do out on the field. And I know those guys know that as well. So we're excited about the opportunity to continue to keep getting better with each other, and knowing that the sky's the limit, and we just have to keep chopping away.
Teddy Buchanan, other than being yoked up, what do you like about the rookie? What do you see out of him?
Yeah, no, he's well advanced for a rookie. Yeah, Teddy, mentally, obviously physically, but just the way he processed things, like even throughout the springtime, just like I know I, as a rookie, luckily I played in a defense very similar, so it was kind of like a little head start for me, but just the way things click for him mentally, and then obviously with Tooth coaching, the way he is breaking things down, I think it's very special, and I think he's going to be a really good player in this league.
This team is used to having high expectations. It's kind of the same thing again this year. Does it feel any different, I guess, with the offseason that they've had and you guys have had and how you continue to get close? Does it feel like the expectations are any different this year than years past?
I think the expectations are high here ever since the Ravens have been an organization, ever since I've been born and known of the Baltimore Ravens. But at the end of the day, you can't focus with the outside stuff. It's just more so about the people that's in this building each and every day, because that's what truly matters, and that's who you truly have to answer to, like your brothers who you're going out there to war with. Because at the end of the day, that's who you have, regardless of what may happen here or there. At the end of the day, we only have each other, and you just got to focus on that day in and day out, play in and play out, and do it for one another.
Really, you just said it. I mean, you guys have a ton of talented, versatile defensive backs.
light of that, do you think there's going to be a lot of times this year where you're the only inside linebacker on the field?
I guess that's up for ZOs and for you guys to, I guess, maybe type some things out and get some more clickbait or something like that, because we're a special unit, and there's 20 guys that can really play out there. So, like, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of different combinations, whether that's linebackers, safeties, DNs, D-tackles, or whatever the case may be. This is probably the most talented defense that I've, like, been on. So I'm excited about the opportunity to get out here with these guys and go to work.
Bro, you mentioned the offseason focus on fitness and your body and stuff. Did you want to get a little bit slimmer, or was there any kind of specific goals for you this offseason?
Coming to camp in pretty good shape, like I try to do always, and I think that was just more so the plan, and eating better and just more so focusing on that day in and day out. I think that's like the main thing, and just taking care of yourself more so in the offseason too, and taking care of the things that needs to be taken care of, like not letting things linger in a sense.
I know you spent a lot of time with Trenton this offseason. You said you two were pretty much connected the whole offseason. Why was it so important for you to take that time to be with him?
Yeah, no, it was awesome just being with him. Great dude, man. Like he's the type of guy you want to, like, marry a sister in a sense, so it's like he's that type of guy, truly a great dude, someone who you always want there, like, alongside of you, and just like getting to know him, just knowing how he roll, he's like one of those dudes you're like, man, what a special guy. And that's just like off the field and on the field. Obviously he's a special talent. Like last year was like a rookie year for him, because obviously he didn't play the first year with PQ being here and stuff. So I just think the step that he's gonna take this upcoming season, I'm very excited to actually see it, and I'm excited for him to show everyone as well, because he got a lot of potential, and it's just awesome being able to just break bread with him. Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought it was a great message that we sent to ourselves, more so, because that's more so the mission, sending it to ourselves and just knowing what we're about day in and day out. And I felt like today when we went out there, we truly got better, despite the little heat or whatever like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody has the plan to be the best team around this time. Everybody's saying the same thing. Oh, we're going to hoist this, do that. But it's more so about the plan and, like, getting there. And I felt like we put a foot in the right direction on the big picture plan and not just, like, talked about it.
What's impressed you about him as a teacher and as a
communicator? Yeah, no, I think he's a really good teacher, and I think it goes back to probably coaching in college as long as he's there, which I think he's a really good teacher, able to break things down for the guys and, like, in the simplest terms, and, like, you know, have your guys and technique as well. That's a big thing of his. So I think he's a great addition to the staff. I'm excited to continue to keep getting to know him. Getting to know him and just what he's all about. I know he's a great dude, and yeah, I have a ton of respect for him. Yeah, no, it pretty much stays the same, like, throughout. Yeah. How about, huh? Whatever they have in the calf. You ever been in?
Seen a little bit.
Oh, so you haven't been in?
No.
Well, you got to go in, maybe check it out one day. Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.